The Ryder Cup is currently underway at Gleneagles in Scotland. The biennial competition has provided golf fans with various unlikely shots and improbable comebacks. Neil Sagabell would argue that no edition of the competition has been more significant than the 1969 Ryder Cup, and his new book is titled Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. Neil Sagabell, welcome to Own the Game.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Let's provide some background for the competition you cover in the book. You suggest that in the years previous to 1969, there was a real possibility that the Ryder Cup might cease to be. Why was that?
Well, it had all the great elements it has today. But coming into the 1969 Ryder Cup, America had won 14 of 17 of these Ryder Cups. On this side of the pond, it was becoming somewhat irrelevant, and it was probably seen more as an exhibition.
The Ryder Cup is supposed to be all about good sportsmanship. It's not supposed to be a win-at-all-costs, cutthroat exercise. But the 1969 U.S. team was captained by Sam Snead. What was his impact on the atmosphere of the event?
Well, Sam was a real staunch competitor, and he wasn't the kind of player to concede anything in a match. You know, you played to win. And I think that mindset was the way he approached the competition, which sets up an interesting dynamic when we see how this all ended.
The Ryder Cup, which began in 1927, had never produced a tie. And as the final match of that 1969 competition approached its conclusion, a draw, a tie, was a real possibility. As Jack Nicklaus and Tony Jacklin, the last two golfers on the course, approached the 18th tee, do you think the players on either side were thinking, well, a draw might be just fine?
I don't think either one of them thought that. I think both sides wanted to win. The British hadn't won but once since the early 30s. I don't know that anyone was thinking draw at the time until we got to that final moment. And it seems to me that everybody was surprised or shocked about what Jack Nicklaus did in that final moment, except Jack himself.
That key moment of which you are speaking came after Jack Nicklaus had successfully putted out on the 18th hole. But take us through the sequence of events that began with his putt and ended with that gesture that took so many players and fans by surprise.
Both players hit their second shots on the green. It was a par 5 hole, downwind. So they were putting for eagle, and they both conceivably had putts that could win the Ryder Cup. Tony Jacklin came up short, and he marked and waited for Jack Nicklaus. And Jack looked over his putt and ran it 4 or 5 feet by. It was about a 20-foot putt. But he concentrated on that putt, and he was able to get it into the hole, a really big pressure putt.
For his four?
For his birdie, exactly. And he reaches down, and instead of getting his ball out of the hole, he picks up Tony Jacklin's marker, and he extends his hand, and he concedes the putt, and they have some nice words on that final green, and then they walk off the green arm in arm, and it all ends in a tie, the first tie in the history of the Ryder Cup.
You know, it strikes me that the tie must have been or might have been a particularly appropriate result, given what had happened over the course of the 3 days. There were people in the crowd who behaved, well, not precisely as people in a golf gallery are supposed to behave, I guess.
It was a different atmosphere, and we see that now in the modern Ryder Cup as well. Some of that was sparked by some events that happened in some of the matches. There was some unruly behavior. There were some things that were said to players, and there were players, particularly on the American side, that were making comments to the gallery. We had a four-ball match on the Friday where a fight nearly broke out, and you don't see that in golf.
No, you certainly don't. It's just sort of hard to imagine, as a matter of fact. There's only been one other Ryder Cup tie. That happened in 1989. So the result about which you write is not singular in that respect. Why has Jack Nicklaus's concession on the 18th green come to assume such significance?
I think it was the circumstances. That really was the starting point for me in tackling this as a book topic, because this moment is iconic in golf and sports, and I wondered why. Why could a 2-foot putt conceded in a match matter so much? I think it had something to do with the fact that it was Jack Nicklaus who conceded the putt, but I also think it was where the matches were at that point. It needed some life breathed into it. Mm. And I think those circumstances and all the drama and excitement, we saw what the essence of the Ryder Cup could be, and we saw in 1969 the great potential for it. And I think that helped propel it forward into this modern era. And many of these players on these two teams have been a part of the modern Ryder Cup. 1969, in my estimation, was a very pivotal year.
Neil Sagabelle is the author of Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. Neil, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.